Chapter 15. Draco is great at making friends. Draco took a moment during potion brewing to come over and eye Harry's potion, which was stubbornly bright pink instead of lavender. Oh dear, failing again, are we? You know, it's too bad we're not friends, Potter. I might take pity on you and tutor you. Harry glanced at Ron, who shrugged, because as of February last year, Ron had a death vow to stay out of Harry's potions thing. Harry looked back at Draco. We're not friends. I'm hurt. Draco rehearsed that in a mirror, was what Draco was. You're a bully, Harry said flatly, so we're not friends. I am not, Draco said. Harry gave him a flat look, and then glanced at Hermione and Neville down the way. Fred and George are bullies, and you like them fine, Draco drawled quietly, and then, more loudly, and Neville doesn't mind me suggesting ways for him to improve himself, do you, Neville? 2 points from Gryffindor for distracting your classmates, Potter, Snape interrupted. Draco, taking the hint, went back to his own potion. Harry seethed quietly through class. Broader, Ron murmured to him. It's not like Fred and George hurt anyone. Harry nodded, but the barb stuck under his skin, just the way he knew Draco knew it would. He and Draco were getting to know each other far too well for Harry's comfort. Perhaps it was that edge of anger and anxiety that prompted him to approach Professor Snape after class. It won't work, Harry said abruptly, not looking up at his professor. Trying to make me miserable so I'll leave the school. I mean, I won't do it. Mr. Potter, the next time you attempt to divine my motives, I will have you scrubbing cauldrons for a week of your precious Quidditch practices. So really, his long-term goal to get his potions professor to like him was going wonderfully.